Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we on? I think we're on right now. All right, let's get it in then. Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show.
Why didn't this you let the song ride? But anyway.
Well, nah, because I was doing some Country Munchin' Monday shit behind the scenes. You know how I get it in.
Yep. You know welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show.
Welcome in.
And today we got a pretty packed out show for you.
Sure
of
do.
Of a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about Barry Bond comments about A-Rod, new music and latest greatest like we always do. Hit you with some country music. NBA playoffs just coming up. You got your Oklahoma Thunder fighting for a playoff spot. J.R. Smith talking about advice for Copeland. I think we talked about that last episode. He got sliced up, him and his wife and one of the friends.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit about this aggravating topic. It's really getting a little obnoxious.
The ongoing police brutality.
Yeah.
I think we're also going to be dipping into what were we talking about? The beating on women thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to
talk about
that
too as well.
That's our controversial topics for today.
And, yep.
Like always, call in, man. But for right now, we got a special treat for you. It's a song that
literally
10 minutes ago, we made this song up for you guys. Here you go. It's called Sweet Tea.
Seriously. Check it out.
Let's make a song. Girl, make my
all right. Sweet tea, the Rel and Randy Show. Monday Munchin' Monday. Country of Munchin' Monday.
Woo!
Well, I'm sitting down here on the back of my tailgate. You supposed to call me up, but you're real late. Now I'm sitting here thinking about you and what we're gonna do when you finally come through. Hey, baby, won't you ride with me? Won't you take a little ride by the side of the lake? Oh, baby, you're looking great. See, it's me, you and me. Me, you and me and my cup of sweet tea. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, I'm sawing these logs on the back of my truck, and you know I'm going off of the grid. You know how I live. I'm just trying to get away, get away, get away, baby. All day I've been thinking about you, and when you're gonna call. Baby girl, I wanna get you out of them drawers, out of them bras, out of them things that you got on. Hey, baby girl, this is my song. See, it's you and me, and me, you and me, and I just wanna say, baby, hey, you, me, and my sweet tea. Hey, baby, sipping out a cup, and I know I feel like I'm getting luck. Baby girl, it's you and me and my cup of sweet tea.
There you make my sweet tea a little sweeter.
Yeah, Country Munchin' Monday. It's you and me and my sweet, sweet tea. Sitting here right by the lake on the back of my truck on my tailgate. You and me, baby. I'm sipping out a pitcher of sweet tea. Hey girl, won't you take me a selfie? Hey girl, won't you go on and tell me all the things you'll do when I tell you that I put a little liquor in your drink, a little liquor in your tea, and I'll lick up on your teeth. T-I-T, oh yes, that's me, baby girl, I'm a freak, oh, you and me, and all sweet tea, you, me, and all sweet tea, it might be spiked, but that's alright, alright, alright,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
You, me, and my glass of sweet tea, yeah, baby, yeah, baby,
dig
They're what?
They're orange.
They're beautiful,
it's just,
bro.
Bro, it's just an orange. They're like a high school jersey.
I think they're fucking beautiful.
That's just like a high school jersey. They put dog pound in the back. Like, someone will really see that.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm saying, like, bro, come on. Like, it's just an orange jersey.
It's an orange jersey that looks fucking, it looks good.
You know what they did? They just darkened the orange. That was
no,
it.
They didn't darken it. They lightened it, didn't they?
No, they darkened it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I like
no
that.
No creativity.
What we're talking about right now is
organizations in the NFL. But anyway, go ahead.
Dog pound. They spell it with a W, too.
Mm-hmm. Thugs.
That's lame.
Thugs.
Anyways, Cleveland. We're talking about Cleveland's jerseys right now and how they may have had their jerseys leaked. Anyways, and what the new Browns jersey looks like is
nothing
orange. I like it. I think it's pretty damn cool, to be honest. This is the Rel and Randy Show for anybody who doesn't really know who you're listening to. I'm Rel and Randy's over here. Jesus Christ.
I'm
Randy, and Rel's over here to my side. And this is blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. We're just some beasts on the mic. Beast on the mic, and the freaks come out at night. Yellow Wolf has an album coming out. It's called Love Story. It's on April 21st. That'll be coming out, and that's going to be a pretty damn good album, if you ask me. So that's actually in a week. But for today, we're really focusing on some country shit. Country Munchin' Monday is what we got for you guys today.
Country Munchin' Monday.
And we'll be keeping you guys up to date with every type of music. We love everything. But for right now, let me go through and I'm going to go, what do you say, top 10? Top 10 or top 15?
What's that?
Country songs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now.
Hit them with the 15.
Top 15?
Hit them with 10.
Okay, well, all right. Number one song in the country genre right now is Sam Hunt, Take Your Time. And we were just talking about Sam Hunt.
Yep.
Apparently, he's pretty good. I listened to a couple of his songs, and I know everybody knows one of his songs. I think it's Take Your Time, actually. Everybody might know.
That's it.
But we got a song. It's called Speakers that Jarrell just put me on, and it's pretty beastly. I give him credit. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing that for you guys later on the show. Also, another song we have later for you guys on the show, which is the number two song on the country genre chart, is Thomas Rhett, Make Me Wanna. And it's a pretty decent song, too. I like that. Number three, Blake Shelton, featuring Ashley Monroe, Lonely Tonight. Zach Brown Band, Homegrown. And I actually don't think that's actually Zach Brown. I think that's Homegrown, Honey, Honey.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's actually two songs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's two different songs. Yeah, I listen to both.
Oh, Homegrown Honey is up here at number 15.
Yeah,
yikes.
Yeah,
oh, get on your game there, buddy.
Yeah. I got that Spotify, that top 100 country songs.
Is that how you found Sam Hunt?
No, that's not how I found Sam Hunt. I think it was. Not that song by him, but I heard a song that he had on there. But,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, number three, Blake Shelton featuring Ashley Monroe, Lonely Tonight. Number four, Zach Brown Band, Homegrown. Number five is Lee Bryce, Drinking Class. Six, Jason Aldean, Just Getting Started. Seven, Brett Eldridge, Mean to Me. Eight, Cole Swindell, Ain't Worth the Whiskey. That's a pretty good song. 1,000 Horses, Smoke. Number 10, Keith Urban, featuring Eric Church. Raise Him Up. That's a pretty decent song, too, I guess, if you're into Keith Urban and his bamboozling of America, coming from Australia, making everybody believe he's a fucking homegrown old boy from Georgia, singing to you in a country voice. Anyways, Randy Houser, Like a Cowboy, is number 11, and that's as far as I'm going, because right now it's just kind of getting monotonous.
Okay, cool.
So anyways, Country Munchin' Monday is a song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a show, and I hope you guys enjoyed the song that we just did for you guys. We did that literally about 5 minutes before the show, and we were extremely excited about it.
Kittens.
Oh, yeah, we were having kittens over that song. So we just put it on. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
If not, oh well. We
do. Yeah. If you got anything to talk about or if you want to call us up and get with us today, the number for the show is 713-955-0701. Last week, last Friday, it was Freestyle Friday. I had a blast, man.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people like started sharing the post and stuff about that, so we might definitely have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty dope. It was kind of choppy. I listened to it a little.
Was it choppy?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, but it was a little bit.
How did Lip Burn sound? Choppy?
That's what I'm saying. It was like it wasn't choppy. I think it was kind of like going in and out. He would sound like this, and then it was like this.
Well, Lip Burn has got to learn how to control that microphone / phone.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounded like. I couldn't really tell. I tried to
The cell phone is killing talk radio.
Yeah.
It really is.
I ran it through that little program I told you I had to see if it would clean it up a little bit.
Right.
And it really didn't work too well. So I think it was just from knowing he was probably moving and, you know, rapping with the phone in his hand. It probably was like pulling away a little bit. So, but you could kind of hear what he was saying. So we might have to do it again and
make sure we tell him to.
Yeah. Or figure something out.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I had a blast, and I hope everybody else did, too. We're doing pretty good on our Facebook page. You see, we got, like, 4 or 5 new likes this week. We're moving along, son.
We're going to be, you know, before you know it, we're going to be sitting
I think it's the pictures of Weatherman Joe that's really getting everybody going.
If you actually pay attention to it, that's when it started happening.
Yeah,
we started posting those pictures, and next thing you know, the followers just started shooting out the roof.
We need to get a couple pictures of all of us. We should do that today. We'll post it up. We need to get more onto our Facebook and our Instagram and all that stuff.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We need to give the fans of the show something to look forward to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a picture of us, that's just masturbation material for a lot of people out there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyways, the number for the show is 713-955-0701. This is the Rel and Randy Show, and we are on blogtalkradio.com/RelandRandy. What's going on with everybody in the community, man? Is there anything going on we could talk about on the show this week? Nothing really. Is the food truck thing this Friday? I think it is, right? Weatherman Joe. Hold on. Let's get him in here.
Man, why ain't nobody tell us what the weather was going to be? Damn. Stuck out here in the rain not knowing what to expect.
Wait up. Daddy. Hey! It's Weatherman Joe! Oh, yeah, yeah!
Damn. There you go. That joke was retarded, girl. But he urban as a bitch, though.
Urban as a bitch. What's going on there, Weatherman Joe?
Oh, everything's all right, guys. I'm overcoming just a nail on the weather van. But, you know, everything's all right. I just want to...
Nail in the weather van?
Yeah, I got a tire? Nail in the tire of the van.
Good thing it can fly.
That's exactly right. But anybody that, you know, want to help me out later with that.
Well, if you get enough downloads on that app, then we'll be rolling in the dough.
Yeah, that's true, except that it's free. But,
Sponsors. We'll
get sponsors. I just want to apologize for flying through late last night, guys. I was running a little late, and I was in some of the neighborhoods late. And I didn't mean to 808 because most of y'all were in the Kip, but I was hoping Kittens to get your weather for you today.
In the 808. In the 808, what does that mean?
808 means disturbing the peace.
Like, he's real mad at me because I don't understand his lingo.
Yeah.
808's disturbing the peace.
You know, because, like, you don't know what that is.
I'm having kittens just knowing that we're getting urbanized. 808 is disturbing the peace. We're always 808 on this show, especially on Country Munchie Monday.
Oh, it's going to get real disturbing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
No, yeah.
Yeah, anyways. What are we looking like over here for the weather there, Weatherman Joe?
Oh, right now you're looking at a balmy 85 degrees, partly sunny, partly cloudy. We're looking at a low of 68 today. We're going to have thunderstorms early in the evening. But later on in the evening, you're not going to have much chance of that. We're actually going to have an 80% chance for the next 3 hours, and after that it drops off severely. You're going to have about 25% chance.
Okay.
You have a 4-mile-an-hour wind coming at you from the southeast. Tomorrow you're going to have 89 degrees. It's going to be partly cloudy, drop down to 69 at night, and 20 degrees, which I have to shout out to my brothers in the Weather Learners. That's what our group is called, the Weather Learners.
The Weather Learners.
They gave me the wind for tomorrow. It's 7.5 miles an hour. And then Wednesday is going to be 91 degrees. It's going to be p.m. thunderstorms, so anything past 3:34 p.m. to 7:54 p.m. That's going to be your best chance. It's going to be 90% chance from that time period. And then you have south-southwest wind at 5 miles an hour. And, I mean, I scabbed up the salt over for my sheeples who do nard lawn jobs for my skillets. For all the haters, don't be crummy. That's brought to you for, you know, just for you guys. I don't know if you guys know.
Language was that? Because he hit us
with it. God, he got urban on us.
He hit us with a full sentence of urban.
I was told. Run back on that last sentence.
Yeah, run that last sentence back. Rewind.
What did we say now? You said, I know the sheeples means that, what are they, people that follow you? Or?
Right.
Right. Run the sentence again.
It's like, you know what it's like with Weatherman Joe? It's like, here, you know, when you take a Spanish class in high school and you think you know Spanish, but you really don't, but you walk into a group of Spanish people talking and you just want to listen in and you can, like, hear them say, like, La Tienda, and you're like, ah, he's talking about the store, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that.
It's like that with Weatherman Joe. You're like, sheeples, yeah, people that follow you. And the rest of the shit he said, he's like, I don't know, is he talking about me?
Run it one more time.
Yeah, run that back. Let me see.
Say it slow.
Yeah, let's try to translate it.
I'll go slower for you guys.
Okay.
I just wanted to shout out to my guys because the weather group that we have, we're called Weather Learners. We studied on K2 back in the day with monks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to bring my game up a little more because, you know, they said I was kind of not bringing the full heat. So I wanted to urbanize you guys with the most accurate weather I could bring forth. So when I say I scabbed up, that means that I obtained something for someone
mm-hmm.
without looking for payment.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for free.
So you scabbed up? That's what it is?
Yeah, scabbed up.
Scabbed up.
I brought that to you guys for free
mm-hmm.
to salt over.
Mm-hmm.
It would bring with a lot of respect.
Salt over.
For my sheeples. Brought that for free with a lot of respect for my sheeples who do gnar, which is gnarly, awesome, lawn jobs. Which is someone that is very excited that they are so excited that they would do donuts in their own yard. And for my skillets, those are my people, my cool buddies. And then for all the haters that don't be jabronis part, that's the part the people, you know, they hate on the instant updates, they hate on, you know, the urbanized weather, whatever it is. It's just saying don't hate, just love.
Gotcha.
And that's just for my learners of Weather Brothers.
God, they broke it down for us.
That's from back in the day, from 1992 to 1994, when we were on K2, my Weathers and Learners brothers.
Gotcha. Well, hey, we appreciate your weather and your urbanology,
yeah.
If that is indeed a word.
Today it is.
Yeah, today it definitely is.
Yeah, I mean, I want to kit with my Learners and Brothers, who knob
KIP?
The ACA.
KIP?
Yeah, KIP.
What is that?
I kit.
What does that mean?
I kit.
You what are you talking about? Kip or what did you just say? I kip with my brothers?
I kit. Yeah, K-I-T.
Keep
in touch.
Oh, keep
with
in touch.
My brothers
in touch.
Of learners of weather.
Kit, man. Hey, kit.
Who knob.
Who knob.
Knob. That is. And then who knob for my ACS. ACS is ancient Chinese secret, or basically meaning that it's hard to figure out. It's one of those things. So, you know, like the government, what do they really do? That kind of thing. It's hard to figure them out.
Like a Navajo code.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Right, well, that has been brought to you by Weatherman Joe and all of the Aquafina supporters out there. And now you can say you saw the elephant in the room now because I am a BFD.
Do you guys know there's zero calories in Aquafina?
They didn't know that.
Zero calories.
Boom, hit you with
water.
That.
Pretty sure.
They didn't know it was
bitch,
zero.
You brought you infested with AIDS at the club and the back seat of your car. Call Morgan & Morgan for the people. Offices, Jacksonville.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters,
this is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
And here comes the music, ladies and gentlemen. This is Country Munchin' Monday, and we're making sure that we get you in for some good music. This is Sam Hunt, and the song is called Speakers. Sit back, kick back, Country Munchin' Monday. Listen to this song and let us know what you think. Yeehaw!
softly kiss your neck and slowly whisper. You breathe in and cause it feels cold where my lips were. Teacher for a pillow, music of a real low, creeping through the window. I can feel the bass line of the bed line and your heart on mine trying to jump up out of your chest. Baby, and I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So right, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Tracing those treetops across your face. There's a feeling in your eyes the shadows can erase. Cool wind has found us, breathing around us, following my fingers through your hair. The engine is idling and girl, is he lightning? It's flashing pictures of you and burning them in my head. And I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So high, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. I'm tuned into you, something's on your mind, ain't it? Go on and tell me, baby, don't act like you can't say it. I know your body language, you ain't gotta translate it. So let it talk to me till I can't take it. Your lips, your hair, your smile, your touch, your kiss, your stare, your vibes, too much. It lights me up, you got me set, I'm way too gone. So baby, let your eyes close, say my name and watch me going up in flames. Girl, I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark where the wild things are. So high, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, parked under the pine. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on.
Way too many times since he had his face beat in. Just saying. What?
That was
the back of the stuff that's having the speakers on.
That was Sam Hunt Speakers.
It's a good song, man.
Very good song.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Take your lady out in the woods. Let the tailgate down, just you and her with your speakers on.
Just me in the back of the case of morning, and I'm so many speakers on.
Just like that.
Hey, bro, let me ask you something. Some.
You better know. You better know.
Well, jumping into this, pretty much all of us are really tired about. You know, a couple of weeks ago, by talking about this ongoing police brutality, but it's such a big issue, and the media is making such a big deal about it, it's hard not to talk about it. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to jump into this. This is my Mad or Nah topic, and it can really be for the entire show, just
true.
So we can kind of move it on.
Personally, I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah. Oklahoma deputy charged in suspect shooting to death. What happened was this guy... I'm not exactly sure what he did, but he was caught up in a gun sting. So he sold a gun, a throwaway to a cop, and then he started running. Well, they chased him down, and this 73-year-old man, Robert Bates, was running apparently after him, I guess. I'm not sure. Well, they apprehended this guy. He was on the ground, and Robert Bates, 73-year-old Robert Bates, who was a fucking Tulsa County
persecutor, or Tulsa County cop, excuse me, came up while they had this guy on the ground and was going to tase him. Well, he had his taser in one hand and his gun in the other, mm-hmm. and this old bastard got confused.
Somewhat like John Wayne style, like
yeah,
two
like,
guns.
Yeah, exactly, like okay. Quick Draw McGraw back there. Like
Wild Bill.
Yeah, I bet nobody going to try me over here. I'm going to kick their ass. Hey, that's supposed to be my taser. Well, anyways.
Modern-day Doc Holliday. Go ahead.
Right. So, anyways, this guy got confused like an old son of a bitch. You know, they shot him. He shot him.
Right.
He says, oh, man, I shot him. I'm sorry. And the family of this guy who got shot, they wanted to release this video. He shot him in the back, and it punctured his lung.
I heard it ricocheted. The bullet ricocheted and hit him.
Whatever happened, he hit him and shot him.
Right.
Punctured his lung. When they had him on the ground...
This is what matters. Go ahead.
This is what matters. When they had him on the ground, the guy says, man, I shot him, you know, and the guy that's on the ground, whatever you call this guy. Who?
The suspect.
Suspect, whatever. They had him on the ground. He says, oh, man, he shot me. I'm losing my breath. And the cop goes, man, fuck your breath. And they, you know how they get on them. They put their foot on their head and all the shit. They did all that stuff. And then
even the dead guy, they like handcuff him and put the
yeah.
On
after
head
they shot
stuff.
That guy in South Carolina, like you know 8 times, they had to cuff him.
Yeah.
But anyways, he died. An hour later, this guy died. And it's sad that they, you know, pretty much had no regard for this guy's complaints. Same thing with Eric Garner.
Yeah, when he choked
when
him
he
out.
When he says, I can't breathe. And they, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is some shit that you just don't need to go through. And to have a 73-year-old guy, old Robert Bates out there, they need to give this joker a cap gun. You know what I'm saying? He's out there. He'll be out there. Pew, pew, pew. Why? Hey, Rob, you're really lighting him up, dude. I'm lighting him up.
Before I tell somebody, before I tell if I'm mad or not, I've been noticing this just around here in Ottawa County.
Right.
Lake and Sumter County.
Okay.
There's some seriously overweight police officers.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them no excuse, but if you're 20, yeah, he's overweight. If you're 20, if I see a cop that weighs about a cool 250, 260, maybe 300 pounds, like hop out of his car saying he's gonna, you know, arrest me for some reason, not strike off running.
Right.
I mean, you're pretty much gonna get away. He's not gonna be able to.
Yeah, you're gonna get away.
And there's no weight requirement or like a physical fitness. Like,
see, that's what I was gonna say. What I think is you should definitely have testing in your police, you know, like all the policemen should have to do some type of placement test and
like,
psychiatric evaluation.
I saw one on the way here, dude, and he was huge.
Psychiatric evaluation?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
He was huge, though, bro. He was huge. Like,
so what I'm saying is...
He's like, bro, they be like huge.
Yeah.
Like, why?
If you cannot do the job, you shouldn't be there.
But don't when you go to police academy, don't you gotta like run around and do shit? Like what do they do at police academy? Like,
well, this guy,
he's
73 years old.
I'm talking about
he's got passed. He's grandfathered in. I said they should have gave him a cap gun.
I'm talking about guys my age. Like if we go to police academy, like
no, they sit in the car all fucking day in the AC. They don't sweat. They don't do anything. They get out of their car. They come give you a ticket and go sit back in their car.
I'm talking about in police academy.
What about it? Yeah,
they
train. They do some hardcore training. They
how?
Do, honestly.
Where?
They really do train. But when it
where?
Comes to
how?
Human, you cannot train human error. That's something you cannot train.
Like, how do a fat ass get out of police academy?
No, it's not necessarily like, a lot of guys are not fat when they go in.
I've seen a young guy. As a matter of fact, I think my brother told me about it. Someone told me. He's fresh out of police academy, bro.
Right.
And he's huge.
Right. Well, besides the point.
Okay, fuck it. Anyway, I'm mad about it because...
you're mad about what? The guys are overweight?
Yeah. No. I'm mad about that, too. But I'm mad at the simple fact they shot the guy. The man saying, hey, I can't breathe. And dude saying, hey, man, fuck your breath. You know what I'm saying? Do anything about it. Like, look, you got him. You got him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got him. It's over with now. Get dude some medical attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, it's like they just kill him and then it's like, all right, well, I ain't got to worry about going to court for this shit now.
Yes,
oh, we ain't got to worry about filing no paperwork.
Shoot the kill, buddy.
Shoot
nobody to ask questions.
Shoot him and then be like, all right, well, call the coroner.
Well, that's the thing, too, is I'm glad that they have audio devices, like when they kick the shit out of that guy on the horse. They had audio devices on.
That was not funny, but that was funny.
The chopper, they had a news chopper above,
right.
And it says the ladies up there. Oh, okay, they're tasing him. They're tasing a suspect. They're tasing. Then they cut the audio. Boom. Nothing left, because if that lady would have kept giving the play-by-play, she'd have been like,
kicking the shit out of him.
Kick to the ribs, another kick to the ribs.
Oh, God, he's kicked him in the face.
Bringing another five guys in. Oh, man, they're really pounding this guy. And that's a little excessive. This is like Rodney King Jr. here. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, here comes another five guys, and they all feel fucking like they want to jump in and kick somebody for no reason.
The funny thing is the chief of police afterwards is like, yeah, we didn't see anything that was excessive at the moment. We're gonna look over it and
look over it. You're gonna fucking fire all of them.
When they tased him the first time, it was like two of them there.
Right.
Like a third cop comes over and kicks him dead in the face.
Right.
Did you see the vigil they had for the cops?
No.
There's a vigil, not for the guy, but for the cops. They said they felt bad for the officers because five of them had to be treated for
dehydration.
Yeah. Well, my ass.
From kicking the guy's ass.
And I forecast the weather there. I don't know why they weren't, prepared for hydration.
You sure did.
They needed to download the app, the Weatherman Joe app. I'm mad about it. It has nothing to do with race again, because I don't get into that.
Right.
That's just me.
I'm mad because it's another dead person.
It's another dead person for really no reason, because do we believe in second chances or not? Do we believe in apprehending a suspect without using any force? Do we believe in giving people a chance?
There's
so much going on.
You're guilty.
You're guilty of a crime, but it's not punishable by death.
No, what I'm saying is, like, it's supposed to be you're innocent until proven guilty, but it's the complete opposite.
Well, see, these people, they think whooping ass is going to teach these guys a lesson, so they go and whoop these guys. You're supposed to learn through the justice system.
True.
You're supposed to – the justice system will put you in a cell and let you think about what you've done, like your parents did you in time out with as a kid. You sit in that corner and you think about what you did. You sit in that cell and think about what you did. We're not going to shoot you in the back eight times and let you – You know what I'm saying?
One of my friends posted on Facebook about they were asking, should they bring the death penalty back for – child molesters and
child molesters?
Yeah, it was pedophiles and something else.
I think you punish those people.
How do you punish
every
how do you punish a 40-year-old man that likes to touch 4, 5, 6-year-old?
You put him in jail for 40 years.
I think you cut his hands off.
You don't cut his hands off.
I think you cut his hands off. Like, think about it. Check this out. No, check this out. You live in the country. Well, if you touch little kids, that they cut your hands off, that is a strong message. So I guarantee people don't touch little kids anymore.
You
put them in jail for 4 years, and guess what? Another guy's like, I'm going to touch the kid, and I'm going to get away with it. I can get away with it.
You sound like Mao Zedong right now.
Whoever that is. But I'm just saying, bro, that's why it happens. They give them 40 years in prison for touching little kids. And then another guy, I can get away with it. And now you have these kids that grow up with these mental issues and all kind of stuff because they was molested as children.
Right.
But if you cut their hands off, cut their fingers off. Don't say your hands. Cut a few fingers off. And then you cut a few fingers off. You leave it at that. After a while, people are like, God damn it. If I'm going to touch kids, I can possibly get my fingers chopped off.
Right.
You chop their fingers off.
Okay.
Or take their eyes out.
Okay.
Well, like, you take their eyes out, now they can't look at kids in a perverted manner, so guess what? They can't, visual stimulant.
I'll tell you my reasoning for not killing them.
I didn't say kill them, I just said blind them or something.
First off, a lot of people get these crimes. They're 17-year-old females, and they get touched by a guy who's 19 years old, and then
that's an exception to the rule.
Well, there's no exceptions because people are suckers of the law all the time. They get like, oh well, this is the law.
I'm talking about little kids. That's unacceptable. If it's 17-year-old girls. Matter of fact, like prom was just recently. The only reason I know because it was all up on my Facebook, and a lot of those young girls look like 20-year-old women.
Let me tell you this. People are wired a certain way. Gay people are wired a certain way to like gay people. Some people are wired
to like
somehow, some way, to like little kids. So this is what I say.
So what are you going
to
do next?
You stick them in a cell.
Allow it?
No, you don't allow it. If you put a child toucher in jail, what usually happens? Tell me.
They get their ass whooped.
They get their ass whooped. A lot of people die.
Yep.
If you're a child touch, you go to prison, you die. This is what you do. You stick them sons of bitches in jail for as long as a sentence you can give them. You can give them a life sentence if you really feel like it. But you do that, and you try to, like, break them of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't kill a person for that. If they do, if they're a two-time offender, I don't give a crap. Then that's where you can hit them up in the gas chamber.
Two-time offender, their fingers got to come off.
Yeah,
The fingers of the eyes have to come out, bro.
And I'm with you on the fact that it matters how old they are too. If you're touching
a
3, 4, 5-year-old, you need to get your ass severely whooped.
True.
But what can we do about it, honestly?
I mean, that's one topic that irks my nerves. And then these people just getting, like, it's ridiculous, man. Every day you look in the news, someone getting shot by a police officer. And I'm not talking about black. It's white people. It's Mexican. Like, a Mexican guy in Seattle got the brakes beat off him by a cop.
Right.
And the cop was like, I'm going to beat the Mexican piss out of you. Like, that's not, like, seriously, bro. It's like, come on, man. Like, you know, that's not necessary at all. So I don't care how, what race you are. It doesn't matter. Like,
right.
For you to get your ass beat severely, it's not necessary. Like, I mean, it's excessive force, and it's not called for. I mean, I think if a cop beat someone like that, I think they should get hauled off in the back room and get the shit kicked out of them the same way.
Well, yeah, I totally
agree.
I think that's the thing with the police brutality is these cops need to be held accountable for what
like
they
I'm
are.
Like, I think they should take a few sit, like, they get the, you know how they get jurors for, like, you know, these trials?
Yeah.
The system should go out and pick, you know, some people that don't mind, you know, find some people that will actually, you know, mind. We're going to take this officer in the room. We're going to give you guys a nightstick or whatever.
Beat the hell out of him.
And you're going to beat the shit out of him the same way he beat that guy. And then we're going to let him go. And then
is that called capital punishment?
Whatever. Fuck it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, if it is, okay. I'm down.
But pretty much what I'm saying, though,
what do you think, Will Amanda?
You got to be humane in certain aspects.
No, that is, I mean, but I'm saying, like, you will be humane, but people are still, I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I just don't agree with it.
The funny thing is people seem to forget, but the cops actually work for the people. You know, the people pay their paychecks. They are supposed to be public workers. You know,
they're not a military.
They're protecting and serve of the people. And
right.
All they do is serve us. So.
We got a phone call. Let's take the phone call real quick, see what these guys are talking about. Hello, you're on live with Reverend Randy. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I couldn't tell if I was on or not. I was just trying to What?
Go ahead. You're on. You're on live.
Oh, sorry. I should say Verizon. Anywho, I was just kind of touching base on the whole chopping fingers and hands off with Durrell. I just wanted to comment and say this isn't Yugoslavia. You can't really get away with that kind of thing. But I know you guys were talking about what happens to child molesters in prison, and that's a really good point because I think it's from 5 to 20 years that it's kind of anywhere between. And that's everyday treatment for those guys. I'm not saying that their crimes are justified.
That's not enough time when a kid's going to grow up until 40, 50 years old and still deal with that issue from being molested by a pervert.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything
so,
like their crimes are justified
or
anything,
but
cut
their fucking hands off.
I know, and I think they do get a lot of what they deserve because those guys will get raped, they'll get beat up, they'll get anything for every day for 5, I guess 5 would be the better for them, but for anywhere from 5 to 20 years of that. Well, no, I agree all day, but I can't go cut people's hands off, Darrell.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, take their fucking fingers right off. I ain't say okay. I said not the hands. You don't have to take their hands, but
okay,
you gotta cut
right.
at least you gotta at least cut their thumbs and pinkies off.
I would go for like more of a genital mutilation kind of thing. You know, I know.
I'm down with that too. I'm down with that too. You know what? That's better. You know what? Because they should make it where it doesn't even function anymore. So I agree.
Right?
Take a couple inches off.
Or they should like do something to the brain, remove that part of the that allows that part of the body to even. Yeah, just snap it right out, get it right out of there. I'm completely with that, but I probably cost the taxpayers too much money. I think it's easier because we don't have to pay for that. So I think it's easier if they just get like one of those hedge cutters, them little, you know, they cut take one of those hedge cutters and just put their fingers there and just snap them right off. No anesthesia, nothing. Just snap, snap, take the fingers off, and then put them in jail for 5 years, and then let them get raped.
I mean, that's good too. They would always have that reminder, which is good. But I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know, like, I'm not sure what will come of it, but what were you guys talking about? Police brutality? What's going on?
There's so much
going on with that.
Yeah, we're just speaking on it because it's a little aggravating.
We got a text. We're talking about police brutality, and then it kind of went into child touching and how we got there. It was a pretty good story. But we got a text from my boy Mike. He says he's not with the finger chopping office. He's just going for the source. Just cut the dick straight off.
All right, Mike.
Right?
I'm cool with it. I'm cool, Mike.
Which
I think that's a cure-all.
Prevent that whole situation.
It's true. It's true. But I guess I didn't say the you know, I don't even give a fuck about them later. Because I was about to say, well, maybe they changed their ways and then they decide to want to have, you know, a wife and all that good stuff. I don't even believe you deserve to have fucking children.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, you cut that shit right off. All right.
Well,
yeah,
hey, thanks for your call.
Evil.
Thanks for listening in. Hey, listen up, okay? I'm talking to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the insight. If you got anything else, hit us back up.
Thanks for being such a fan.
Yeah,
thank you.
We appreciate it.
I'll wait until Friday because I want that T-shirt, man.
There we go.
All right. Later.
We're giving out T-shirts Friday.
Yeah, we're doing a Freestyle Friday.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna have to set some ground rules for that. You got to call in. And whether you like it or not, you're going to have to go against me. I need somebody to rap against me so we can determine a winner.
Okay.
We can't give out T-shirts for everybody who calls in.
And just raps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
True, because I can get
they
on there and
be,
just say some shit.
They have to beat you.
Yeah, they have to defeat
And then
me.
The other way to get a shirt should be the trivia.
Yes.
Yeah, the trivia definitely is going to be something we'll look at. We owe 2 shirts,
right?
Lit Burns, right?
Lit Burns, my little cousin.
And then Adrian.
Got another caller.
Got another caller. Let's go to the lines real quick. See what they got to say. Probably about the child touching. What do you bet?
Yep.
Hello, you're on live with Rel and Randy.
Hey, Rel and Randy and Weatherman Joe. I want to just comment on the child molestation people. I do believe... Mm-hmm. I agree with Mike. Cut their dicks off. If it's a woman, cut her clit off. At least break their fingers and gouge their eyes out.
Then
put them in prison and let them get gangbanged. Because
I'm
that's just ridiculous.
I love a good gangbang. You got to make sure that you tell people about how that works out, though. But I definitely think that the heavy-handed punishment needs to be done, but I really don't think gangbangs and all this stuff should be something we say. I just think it's something that happens behind the scenes.
Sure.
As people, we have to be responsible in the media and say, we need to treat people humanely.
I'm not
like
saying
the cops
that,
shooting the guy. A cop shooting a guy and saying, hey, you know, fuck your breath.
So somebody, know what they should
that's
do?
That's very
you know what they should do? They should puncture his fucking lung and then let him sit there and beg for air. And then give it
I
to him later, though.
I believe they should suffer in some way. Only because that they have made that child suffer for the rest of their life. So they should suffer for the rest of their life with something.
Yeah, no penis.
Yeah. Here's a text from Mike. It says, I think if you're serving life in jail, no death penalty, you should spend your life in a small cell, slowly lose your sanity. For people like rapists and child molesters, they should go to prison where there is full freedom. Guards simply keep inmates from leaving, but all day, every day, inmates have to go fight for scraps of food, shelter, and live in fear, just like how they instill fear in their victims. That's a good point.
That is. They should put them in the worst.
I agree with him totally.
I don't think they should die because that's the easy way out. They should get a buffet bar.
Hell on earth. Yeah,
a
exactly.
Buffet bar. Sit out there. All right,
well,
eat, and whoever don't does it.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
We should definitely do it. That's what they should do. They shouldn't make some Hunger Games type shit. Like, put them all in the colony, and then we should let everybody watch them brutally. No, I don't want to watch that type of shit.
All right, let's go. Let's do some more music here. This is Homegrown by Zac Brown, and I haven't heard this.
It's a good song, bro.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty good. So let's go ahead and do this. We'll run this, and then we'll jump back into the show. Kind of doing a little bit of biting off of my boy Homegrown Honey Darius Rucker, but no, they haven't. That was a pretty good song, so appreciate that, Zac Brown Band. You guys are kick ass. But anyways,
right now we're gonna interrupt our program for an emergency weather update by Weatherman Joe.
Go for it, Weatherman Joe. WJ.
Guys, I'm live, coming in over top of Wildwood right now in the Lake County, Sumter County area, and there's two supercells that have actually developed, and they're forming over top of 44, and we have strong winds and the possibility of thunderstorms. They are severe now. Now we're up to 85%, and just make sure if you have any kids outside, bring them inside. No more playing outside. We don't know if you have any limbs over your yard, you want to be in a safe house, you want to be in the safe room in your house, because this has the chance of hail, and there is a 23.8% chance that you might see a funnel cloud. Only a 5% chance of a tornado, though. But I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that before you went out throughout your day.
All appreciate right. that, weatherman.
Thank you, weatherman. He's on top of it, I'm telling you, man.
He really is.
I'm telling you, he stays on it.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I didn't even know we'd do emergency updates, but that was just awesome.
No, yeah, it was good. I'm down with it. I'm down with WMJ. But, so anyways, yeah, I don't know, the child molestation thing, man, that's a big deal. To me, the way it affected me is I'm chilling in my room one night, and my son bursts into my freaking room while I'm just sitting back chilling, and he says, "Dad," while he's crying and tears running down his face, he says, "While you're at work, Dad, Uncle Dave has been touching me." And I'm like, "For real? My own son? A fucking snitch? You believe my son's a snitch, dude?"
I'm not laughing at that.
Come on, man. That's horrible. My son is a snitch. But, no, in all seriousness, man, that is a big deal. And it really takes a toll on a lot of people. So heavy-handed punishments are definitely needed, in my opinion.
I'm telling you, man. Cut their fingers off.
Yeah, but I think that'd be for, like, a second-time offender. Am I wrong, Sam?
No, bro. No. First of all, it's not right, period. Like, that is not, because guess what? A kid don't get a second mind, a second chance to erase that memory. They don't get that. They get touched one time, and that's stuck forever. So you're going to allow him to touch another kid and then do that? No, the first fucking time you do it, your finger get cut off.
Let me tell you this. I hate road signs now. You know why?
Why?
Because when I was younger, me and my boys used to go out and we used to steal road signs all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this goes along with your, you know, psychiatrical,
right.
so whatever.
Synopsis.
Yeah. I used to go out and I stole a couple signs with my boys. I stole a stop sign, and then I stole a wrong way and the do not enter sign, and I hung them all up around my door. And that shit never deterred my Uncle Dave. He used to come in there all the time, full-fledged, and he used to molest the hell out of me, right?
Greased up.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be greased up, and that's what I learned. If a Joker's greased up, you ain't going to beat him.
So
I couldn't get him off of me. But
so guess what? He should have lost his penis.
I told you. I'm with you. But really, what I want to say, though, is...
he's BSing. he likes to try to light.
I don't got an Uncle Dave. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a tough thing. So let's just get off of it. This is Country Munchin Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed the song we had for you guys at the beginning. That was a tribute. We just wanted to give you guys something nice.
Oh, yeah. Made by the Rel and Randy Show.
Yeah.
Produced, edited, the whole nine.
Ten folks.
We're going to have a Country Munchin mixtape come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so.
Let's
do that. We'll do that for sure.
The band. Good idea.
Who do you got for the MVP, man?
Steph Curry. By ESPN, James Harden's he's up there first. So.
Is he?
I mean, you look at it. 1, 2, 3. So...
Yeah.
I mean, but I think Steph Curry should get it. But if
I think LeBron's gonna get it.
If LeBron gets it, I swear to God, I won't watch basketball again.
Really?
I swear to God.
I think he won't get it due to voters' fatigue. They're just tired of, you know, voting for the guy.
No, I'm just saying, like, he don't deserve it right now.
I don't know about that.
Bro, have you seen what James Harden and Steph Curry have been doing?
Yeah.
Those guys have been playing at an extremely high level.
Have you not seen what LeBron's been doing?
Right. But what I'm saying is they've been playing at a higher level than him. I'm not saying LeBron James is. He's still the best player in the NBA,
hey,
hands down.
Are we going to war with Russia?
No, we're not going to fucking war with
Russia.
All right, sorry. I promise you, we're not going to war with Russia.
I'll educate you on Mao Zedong after the show, too, by the way.
The whole Russia thing, what happens is Russia be wanting to, like, crush other little countries and, like, take them. And then we be like, no, chill out, stop that stuff. You can't do that. And then they be getting mad at us, like, you know, F y'all, we're going to fight y'all. And he's like, you're not going to fight us. Just stop it. So, I mean, that's just my take on it.
But let me jump into this. And this is what I want you to really tell me, because I have my prediction. I'm going to give you a real quick reason why I think this is going to happen. You do the same. The Weatherman Joe does the same. Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is Mayweather will win. And I'll tell you why.
Go for it.
Because Pacquiao, to me, neither one of these guys have knockout knockout power. It's been a long time since even one of these guys have won a fight by knockout. Okay? So they don't have knockout power. So I don't think Pacquiao will beat Mayweather, because that's the only way, in my mind, he would beat him, because Mayweather is a very tactical fighter. He picks and chooses. He moves very well around the ring. And a lot of guys, I don't think anybody can really stick with him as far as footwork. So I think Mayweather is going to pick apart Pacquiao more than you think. That's my prediction. And I wanted it to be on the air so everybody would hear that. Mayweather will beat Pacquiao. My prediction. Go.
My prediction is Pacquiao is going to beat Mayweather for the complete opposite of just about what you said. The reason why is because...
Look at this.
Okay.
No, I'm cool. That's what you were doing to me the whole time.
Yeah, but the reason why is because everyone in his camp has said Pacquiao lost passion for boxing when Mayweather wouldn't fight him 6 years ago.
Right.
That's why he hasn't knocked no one out. And then he became close to the guy, so he said he didn't really want to hurt anyone when he fought him. He said he wanted to beat him. Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, if you lose passion for it, but he had to find something to make him want to keep boxing again.
Yeah, I hear you.
So now that he's fighting the fight he's been wanting to fight for 6 years, they say he's been training harder than ever. And another thing is footwork.
Right.
Mayweather has never fought anyone as fast or as smart as him when it comes to boxing. And he's never fought a left-handed boxer as good as
Pacquiao. He's not smarter than Mayweather.
No, I said as smart.
No,
they're the two smartest boxers in
boxing. He throws punches and lands a bunch and gets lucky. He is not going to be one of those guys that can come in and pick you apart.
Look, bro.
Go ahead, Weatherman Joe.
Okay.
We're on the air right now. We got to make sure we get this.
Based on the picture you just had there where Pacquiao has his fist in the air.
With a smirk on his fucking face.
And Mayweather has his fingers pointed out.
Yeah, that's a joke in this joker. He's 100%. I'm number one. Look at my face. I'm real deal. Ready to go.
He's gonna land that right hand, right, Mayweather? And he's going to poke him in the eye. That's my prediction. And then later on in the fight, Pacquiao is going to punch him in the face, maybe with a nice gnar to the chest. And then... I have a feeling that Pacquiao might win this just because I watched some highlights of Mayweather, and he aggravates me. He doesn't box. He don't
run. He like to get the scorecard up. So he'll run around the ring.
Exactly.
Defense, pop you a few times, run. And guess
that's exactly why he'll
win. That's why he's not going. They already said, that's the reason why he cannot do that this fight. He cannot run. If he doesn't give the fans what they're looking for, which is a toe-to-toe fight, he's going to lose. If it goes to a decision, Pacquiao's going to win. If he tries to fight Pacquiao, he's not going to win because he doesn't do that. He cannot toe-to-toe fight anyone. He's a defensive player, and he cannot win this fight trying to do it by defense.
I want Mayweather to win just because of history.
I don't. He's been dodging fights his whole life. Like, he waits until someone gets beat up, and then he fights them.
Right.
Like, Pacquiao has fought these guys in their prime and beat them. And then Mayweather will wait a few years, and then he'll fight them when they all beat up, and then he'll fight them. You can't respect that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, boxers fought what the fans wanted to see. When the fans wanted to see something, that's what they gave them. He don't do that. Mayweather doesn't do that. He does what's gonna get money in his pocket, which like you can't argue that or anything like that. You can't knock him on that. But at the same time though, bro, you a boxer. This is what you do. You gotta give the fans what they're looking for. And he's been scared of this fight for 6 years, bro.
I really don't care honestly about this fight anymore because it should have been 6 years ago.
It should have been 6 years ago.
But I will go on record to say Pacquiao.
I think he would
knock him out.
He's gonna win by a knockout. Watch. Mayweather's never been knocked down before. Pacquiao's going to be the first one to do it.
Okay. Well, I just want you guys to know that that's all on record. It's on record, and we're going somewhere where we're going to go to watch the fight. We'll figure it out.
My place.
Your place. Okay,
if I
cool.
have my place by then.
If not, we'll
I'm
do it.
Sure
here.
I will. My
Actually,
place.
You know what?
I think if not, Meat's
going to do something.
True. That's right.
Anywho.
We'll be there.
Shout out to Meat.
Russell Westbrook almost got suspended. He had what? How many technicals on the
He has 15 right now. He almost got his 16.
They
took it back to let him slide.
Okay. Well, listen to J.R. Smith when he tells you not to go out and stay out late.
True.
Mr. Copeland off of the Pacers.
He got stabbed up, sliced up, him and his old lady.
Hell yeah. Well, I got a song we'll play for the way out. This is Country Munchin' Monday. We appreciate you guys. We really do. Thank you guys for listening. And we definitely hope you guys tune in with us Wednesday. We'll have a great show for you all week, and then Friday will be Freestyle Friday. Call in, challenge, and see if you can knock me off the top spot.
I'm gonna get drunk and get on the track.
I think that'd be the best way.
Country sound, FM on the radio.